today.
It's a red, white, support the blue flashback weekend. Flashing back to our favorite interviews with those that have put their lives on the line for their fellow citizens.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
As you know, on this show, we talk with people of all different careers, from attorneys to FBI agents to detectives to former Secret Service investigative consultants such as Jim Rathman. He's joining us right now to give his insight into what he's observed thus far in the trial of Lori Vallow Daybell that's been standing out to him. Jim, welcome. It's going to kind of open it up to you right there.
Yeah, the case we hear with Lori, I mean, it's interesting. I think it shows the evilness that, you know, that she and her husband were all about. You know, the wiring of money, that was pretty interesting. You know, it's, this case has had so many twists and turns in it, but it really shows. I mean, her son coming up and the same playing of the jailhouse recording, mm-hmm. Where, you know, basically tells her, you know, you tore my heart out with, you know, what happened to his siblings. So a lot of gut wrenching stuff to hear. Very tough, but it definitely shows what a sick woman she is.
How common is it for someone? I mean, this is a very unique case in many ways. But there are people out there that are very much like Lori Vallow Daybell. How often have you seen it where a person, for an innocent person, if you will, because obviously she's innocent until proven guilty, to be so calm and collected in court in many ways? There's been times, obviously, where she didn't want to come back in, but the other times, very heart-wrenching testimony and such. And the audio, I think, of Colby Ryan, her son, talking to her in jail, and her level of calm and there's nothing wrong. The demeanor was spooky in ways. The cackle laugh was spooky. Is this something that is seen in any sort of frequency out there with individuals acting as if, you know, nothing's wrong when something horrible has happened in front of them?
Well, she's a sociopath, and, you know, you do run into but clearly she feels no pain. She has no remorse. She has no regrets for what she did. She feels and convinced in her own mind that what she did was the right thing, was the right thing for her life, whatever her cult, religious beliefs, all that plays into it, as that was her justification. And that and she convinced herself that this was the right thing to do. In her mind, she really feels like she did nothing wrong. She committed no wrong. You know, on the surface, of course, she knows that it's illegal, but in her mind, she did exactly what she wanted to do, intended to do, and she feels completely justified for her actions. And it's terribly sad, you know, and she's a sociopath. I mean, she feels no pain, no remorse whatsoever.
What is it that she's feeling then when she was crying, when she was not wanting to come back into the courthouse? I mean, to this, on the surface, to the outside looking in, one would go, oh, of course, this must be pain and sorrow. You're seeing images of your decaying children on the screen. Is that what that was? Was that pain? Was that sorrow for those children? Or was that something else?
I think it's something completely different, to be honest. And I don't feel sorry for what you did. You know, I think she's just kind of putting on a little bit of an act at the same time. I don't, she's not credible in the least bit with the amount of what she did to ensure she wasn't caught for actions or anything like that. You know, the long history of between the murders and everything else that she was trying to build a new life, the Hawaii, you know, her the planning, the execution of everything that she's done with this. I think what she's displaying in court was just to try to earn some sympathy from any of the grand jury members, because she really doesn't have a whole lot left to go on.
And that's something that I'm looking at and wondering about a lot. Is this someone who is operating with the mindset of, I'm going to manipulate people this way, like literally, I know how to do this, I'm going to do it this way or that way? Or is this just how she operates? She doesn't even realize that she's manipulating someone when she does it, because it's such a second nature reaction and path that she's taken her entire life.
Yeah, I actually think it's a combination, actually. I think she is a master manipulator, been doing it so long, but also she thinks she's the smartest person in the room, kind of like how Alec Murdaugh was. Mm-hmm. You know, they can twist things. I mean, yeah, I think her children were deceased for so long, and she's telling people lies about whereabouts or you know, just constantly manipulating every single situation in her favor to try to make herself look like she's on the up and up, and she's done no wrong. So of course she's going to try to manipulate that the grand jury members, the jury. She's going to continue to manipulate anybody, the audience out there, anyone that she can, to try to pull them in on her side, play the sympathy card, and continue that same line of manipulation, because she feels that she's going to be able to talk her way out of this, or you just got this completely and utterly wrong. And it's not going to work out well for her. People are not going to buy it.
How much do you think what's come out thus far in the trial of Lori Vallow will be affecting the trial of Chad Daybell? Is there any points that stand out to you?
I think everything's going to be used against him. I mean, Chad's got his own bumps with the now. Chad has to explain why he was sitting there, you know, wire transferring money to family members. There's various things that he was involved with, and that he's done his own statements and his own actions that he's going to have to speak for. So what they're finding out in the Lori's case is going to be used against him in his own trial. I mean, they were in on it together. They knew what was going on.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Jim Rathman, former Secret Service investigative consultant, his website, jimrathmancompany.com. If you like the show, press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any breaking updates and discussions on the cases we're following for you right here. My name is Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.